Line, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios. And of course, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. Hal Gill joins the show now. Hal, Predators are on a 2-game winning streak. That's good. And at this point in the season, every game matters. Every point matters. Where this team is right now, fifth place in the Central Division. What is your overall thought on where this team is right now and where they go moving forward?
Well, they're finding ways to win. You said it. That's what you're looking for. Get points any way you can. So they'll take that, but it's been goaltending that's been bailing them out in the third period. So, if you want to win consistently, they've had good starts. They just need to find ways to get to that next level where they're finishing teams off and instead of battling right down to the end, killing penalties at the end and blocking shots and getting big saves from their goaltenders. So they need to take that next step, but this is going to be a good test tonight. St. Louis, 1 point behind them, in similar situation, I think. Both these teams are fighting for spots, so this is going to be a huge telling sign of who can raise their game to the next level.
Yeah, an important game at St. Louis tonight, and a team kind of in a similar situation. I think both teams, both the Preds and the Blues, went into this season thinking they wouldn't be in this situation on the outside looking in of the playoffs. And you mentioned it, the goaltending is red, red hot. But Hal, I fear that when the goaltender, whether it's Kevin Lankinen or UC Saros or whoever it is in net, isn't red hot or playing lights out, this team can't win games.
Well, I think they have the recipe to get wins. They just need to be consistent over the 60-minute span. I feel like they show signs of a lot of the action off the rush. They can make plays off the rush, which they haven't been known for doing in the past. But I feel like that game has come around where these young centers are making plays and they're extending time in the offensive zone, and that's the best way to go about helping out your goaltender is spend time in the offensive zone. They did that to start games. It's just at the end when teams are pressing, they're having a hard time with that execution, getting it out of the zone, getting stops in the D zone, and then moving the puck out. That's been their challenge. And, you look at young centermen, what they can do. Yeah, they're skilled and they're making plays, but it's a big ask. There's some good teams that the Preds are playing that can work in the offensive zone, and that's tough on a young centerman. So I think they're getting there. They're learning how to get stops, but it's been a challenge at times. And so good goaltending helps. Great goaltending is great, but you need to find ways to win games with just good goaltending. And I think you're right. That's the challenge for this team right now.
Well, luckily, Hal, the Predators have one of the best goalies in net in UC Saros. leaning on him isn't quite a bad thing to lean on him. But you mentioned some of these young players that are playing well. And you know this better than anyone else that, listen, hockey, like football, is a war of attrition. And whoever stays healthiest the longest tends to be there at the end, especially if you got good players. Is there any worry that these young guys, even though they are playing well at this point of the season, that they will potentially wear down toward the end of the season?
Yeah, I think the good part is with John Hines, the way he's had the line set up, they're spreading out the minutes. They're not asking guys to play over 20 minutes at Ford. Everyone is right around the 15-minute mark, and that's good. I mean, that allows guys to play fresh, and as the season goes on, and don't forget, they were playing a really hard physical game last year, and that's taxing as well. Right now, I think they're using their speed more. It's not overly, they're not asking guys to go out and bang bodies on the forecheck. They're being smarter about the forecheck, playing faster. So I think that'll pay dividends as the season goes on. But I go back to the young centermen. They're doing some good things right now. Novak and Parsonen and Glass, they're playing well. Now you need the other guys to step up and get contributions from the guys you'd expect to. Johansson, Forsberg, Niederreiter, Duchesne. If these guys can turn it up just one more notch, then they're getting that extra goal. They're getting that goal that they're looking for. Instead of a 2-1 game, you're looking at a 3-1 game, and it changes the whole complexity of the game. And so right now I think you spread out all the lines, but at some point you're going to need big guys to step up and play big.
Now, Raleigh is out for the Blues tonight. How big of a hole is that for them?
Yeah, they got some injuries. Krug out and Tarasenko, and O'Reilly is obviously a great centerman, the leader of the team. So, yeah, that's big. This team has been hurting. From what I've heard, Berube is changed around the line. So, we'll see what they decide to go with. But it's, it's a team that's struggling right now and having some good spells and bad spells. So I think this may be a good time to catch the Blues, because we know this is going to be a physical, hard game. It always is. We're just hoping that the Preds can get out there and find a way to take advantage of some of those injuries.
Hal Gill is with us. Hal, you mentioned the word, and I've heard it so much about this team, and it's consistency, or maybe lack thereof. David Poile was on Robbie and Rex Road a couple weeks ago. He talked about that he expected this team to be a little bit more consistent, that this team just needs to find some consistency. How do you find that?
It's tough. I think you got to rely on certain things you do well like the forecheck, if they can get pucks in, first of all, that I think they are better off the rush, but if the forecheck can set the tone for games, and you can rely on that. Say you have a 5-minute span, teams are going to push. You're going to have to give up something at some point in the game. You just got to be able to stop it, realize that, hey, this isn't the time to make the cute play. Realize that they have momentum going their way, and we need to turn it around and put it back in their end and work our forecheck and keep it simple. And I think that's the hard part. You're looking to try to get scoring and, of course, get the next goal every time, but you got a sense when the team is pushing and make the simple plays. And I think sometimes their execution isn't there when they need it to turn around the momentum of a game.
I want to talk about Elie Tolvanen. Of course, Elie Tolvanen, Seattle's kind of been lighting it up. 7 points, 5 goals in January alone. And his 2 power play goals so far since he's been in Seattle. He really struggled offensively with the Predators. The reason why he's in Seattle now. Did the Predators mismanage Elie Tolvanen? And if so, who's to blame for that?
Well, it's a tough one. He had opportunities to go out and do it. I think the change of scenery sometimes just helps guys, gets them over the hump and gives them a chance to go out and do their thing. I think Elie, we know he's got a great shot, but it wasn't going for him. He didn't have whatever it was, the confidence, the mix that he was looking for wasn't there. So, he struggled. He played hard. He was hitting. He was doing all the things that they wanted him to do. He just wasn't scoring. The goals that he was getting last year were off deflections, where he was playing hard and working, but it wasn't the snipe that we've seen and we're watching him do now. So I think just the change of scenery maybe got him over the hump and got him some confidence. But, it's hard. I don't think it was mismanaged. It's just sometimes it works out for a player. And we've seen it a lot where you go to another team and things weren't going well, and all of a sudden they turn around. And, the Preds waited a long time, and I know they didn't want to lose him, but with the cap and the way everything was working out, they had to move someone, and it ended up being Elie Tolvanen. And so you want to get good players and you want to keep good players, and Elie is a good player, but it just wasn't working here in Nashville. So I think he's a great kid, and I'm happy for him. I wish it happened with Nashville, but he's on to change of scenery. He's doing great things for him.
Hal Gill, we appreciate you. Have a good call tonight.
All right, sounds good. Enjoy the game, guys. Cheers.
All right, chat with you next week. Again, Hal Gill, he normally joins us on a Wednesday with the breaking news with Rand Carthon yesterday. Moved him to today. Appreciate Hal Gill. Again, the Predators in action on the road at St. Louis tonight. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock. We'll have all of your pre- and post-game coverage here at 102.5 The Game. But coming up next, a new name that's been floating around with the Tennessee Titans. How do we feel about it? We'll get into that coming up next. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.